All right, we're live. It's GloucesterCast 379. We're at the beautiful Beaufort Hotel. Thanks for joining us, our faithful viewership.
Yes.
We have one, two, one's missing. There's three, four, five, six, seven of us today.
Seven on Sunday.
Lucky Sunday. You gotta go play our number now.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm gonna introduce our podcast virgin first. That's what we should do from now on.
Yeah.
Everybody knows us. Podcast virgin, Jean Hennessy, communications director for the Beaufort Hospitality Group.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. It's great to be here. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Jimmy Dalpias? Drinking a bloody, get spit it all over the place.
Hi, everyone. Good morning.
All over the antique
morning,
rug.
Gloucester.
Kim Smith is here. Ralph will be joining us fresh from his vacation. I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. Chris
good
McCarthy.
Good morning, Joe. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Again.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Happy birthday.
I know. They gave us Bloody Marys.
Cheers. Nice.
That's beautiful thing.
Just what we need.
Very special.
And Pat Dalpias. Very
good
special.
Good morning. Good morning,
Gloucester. Special.
From Joey's weekly birthday party.
Right.
Every week it's my birthday. Jeannie, we're here. But today, we want to get right to today.
Tonight,
if anybody knows a bride, knows a groom that's getting married in the future, this is the biggest on the North Shore, north of Boston, this is the biggest wedding event that will happen on the North Shore this year. And it's tonight.
That's right, at Cruiseport. It's our annual wedding showcase. It's 4 to 7 at Cruiseport this afternoon.
It's
4 to 7, and it's a tremendous selection of local vendors, photographers, florists, invitations, fashions, transportation, anything you need for a wedding, it's here at our showcase.
One-stop shopping.
You see the new trends.
That's
you
awesome.
Get special deals because you're at our showcase. It's a fabulous event. You can also, of course, see the fabulous venue and learn more about Beaufort Cruise Lines and Cruiseport and Beaufort Hotel and having your wedding at one of our venues.
And it's free. Anybody can just come
in. It's not free. It's only $10.
Oh, $10.
But the food is spectacular. You get a sampling of the food that you would have at your wedding. And also, I have to say that there's a wedding honeymoon giveaway. Majestic Resorts in Punta Cana has donated a wedding honeymoon through Sensational Travel. Sensational Travel is in Salem, and they've coordinated this. So you come in and you put your name in, and there's a good chance you're going to win a honeymoon.
It's legit. Yeah. Like every year, they we get the announcement of it's like usually a local person or someone from around here that wins a honeymoon. That's
do you
like
have to be a honeymooner to win?
You have to be a bride or a groom to participate. Yes, I'm sorry. It's true.
You're going to have to ask Charlene again.
You know what's great about that, though, is like all the vendors being there, you can actually talk to them, get a feeling if they're like your kind of person.
You know what, Joey? You're absolutely right. That's so important. You're working very closely with these people for your wedding, and you want to make sure you're on the same page. And even though one florist might be as good as the next, you want to make sure
you... Sometimes you connect and sometimes you don't.
Exactly.
So,
that's so important.
Yeah, that's what you want.
So face-to-face, having a conversation.
It's very true.
No, yeah. I know.
Can I just ask, like, how do wedding dress designers show their dresses?
We used to have a fashion show, but we have so many vendors now, we don't really have room for a runway. So what we do is spot modeling. We'll have cubes with models standing on the cubes and changing throughout the day. So you'll see bridal gowns and bridesmaids' dresses and so forth.
I'm telling you, I've been, and it is not
fun.
This is not some hokey fidoki. This is like
we don't do hokey fidoki.
No. I mean, anybody that's familiar with the product here, they know you don't do hokey fidoki. But like, it's really nice that people don't have to go into Boston. It's right here in our backyard.
100%. And our vendors are the best. We don't just allow anybody in to pay for a booth. It's our preferred vendors who we've worked with year after year.
Can I give a shout out to Vinwood Caterers?
Yes.
Because they get the lobsters from us for the cruise boat, you know, from our lobster company, Captain Joe and Sons. They are so professional. Like of most of my customers, the chefs and the way that they operate, are they're so on top of things, and the food, and I've spoken to very, so you know, like old men, what do they say about
I'm
a wedding?
Familiar
it's all
old
about
men.
The food. It's all about the food. That's all they really care about. But like, whenever it's a Vinwood catered thing, they're always like, and the food was awesome.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Always the best. Yeah. It's, they always do a great
job.
So
we went. We were here last month for the VOOV pop-up at Beauport.
That was a fun event, right?
That was
great.
Far exceeded my expectations.
Way, yeah. And it was, so we have some breaking news.
Breaking news, we're doing it again in February.
VOOV Clico. And it's going to be basically a Valentine theme.
That's right.
Right here at Beauport in the lobby.
Valentine's weekend. It's going to be February 15th.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
So
what
it'll
day
be a great
does
event.
Valentine's Day fall on?
It's always the 14th.
It's on a Friday.
No, it's on the 14th.
It's a Friday this year.
It's a Friday this year. Yeah. So we're going to extend the weekend and have a Clico event on
that was an awesome event. I'll be back for that because that was so much fun.
Good. And you heard it here. Nobody knows that yet.
Good. Breaking news.
I'm going to tell you, the crowd for that event, that was a beautiful crowd. There were some beautiful people here.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We were here.
Hey. Yeah.
It was just had a great vibe, didn't
it?
It really did.
Yeah. It was sexy. The whole thing was just so sexy. It was the food, the spread that you guys put out, and the chairs, and the way you set up that room. It was like a Boston lounge.
It was
over the top.
Like the Grand.
That's what I wanted.
Boston.
The Grand in Boston.
The way it's all set up, I mean, it just flows. And that's what's so cool when you come to these things. You can just flow around, see everybody, and walk around.
And you know what? The champagne was outstanding, too.
Yes, it was.
That flowed, too, I guess.
I wonder what the hashtag for that one's going to be, because the last one was... Clico in the snow, right?
Snow.
So find out what the new one is.
And that's what we're trying to do here, is use the hotel venue for all different types of events. I don't know if you know about our fireside chats. Have you heard about those?
Yeah, we promote them.
I love those.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, again, we bring people in and use different spaces for different events.
Those are Wednesdays and Thursday nights, right?
Monday nights.
Oh, Monday nights.
Monday nights.
Was it different before? Or was this? No, you had the music series. Was Wednesday and Thursday
night. We still do, right here in this lounge, which is so cozy and intimate. We have Wednesday and Thursday night music series.
That's what I was thinking.
The Fireside Chat, one that I went to recently, was so packed that they had to, you couldn't accommodate more. We had to spill into another room.
They started at the fire, and we bring the fire heaters out behind the windows in the pavilion room because... If they are too, we don't want 80 people in the lobby. It's just not that intimate. But we bring in the sofas and the soft seating, and still make it cozy.
It was really cozy.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
So what else is coming up? Anything?
Well, Valentine's Day is kind of a big deal, so we have Valentine's Week here. We're starting our, right?
So they say.
Valentine's Week. We have a overnight package that starts on the 7th. You can book at any time, but... Start from the 7th to the 16th, you can book, and it has all kinds of special. I can read to you what it is.
Yeah.
It comes with a truffle flight in your room, a bottle of VOOV Clico in your room, and a $100 dinner credit at the restaurant, 1606, and a VIP rose petal turn down when you come back to your room.
Check out
the next day. So it's very, very nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We've developed a relationship with VOOV Clico, and we want to bring that in everywhere
That's where your brands are.
And then on the 9th, we're doing our second annual Oceans of Love event, which is the Sunday before Valentine's Day, with our boutique. So that's 1 to 5, and we'll have champagne tasting and chocolate
station. You have a lot of Valentine's Day gifts in there.
We have gift shop could be a standalone gift shop.
I was going to say.
100%.
Kathy Kadaya is unbelievable. Job curating that. And the things that we have, the great gifts, if anybody wants to buy anything, my husband's over there, for their Valentine. So that's 1 to 5. There'll be a 20% discount. Which we don't offer that often. So come in to enjoy that. And
what day was that?
Yeah.
The 9th.
Because they got great stuff there.
Yeah.
So February 9th, In the gift shop, 20% off.
That's the Sunday That's before. Sunday.
Underline that right there.
So the 100 items that my wife that bought prior, do those qualify for the 20%?
Sorry, I think there's a little disclaimer.
Great.
Sorry.
Shucks.
But yeah, it's a great event, and it's fun, and it much like the VOOV event, we get a sea of people in here to just enjoy the space and shop with Kathy's wares in there. Which
I love her
familiar
gift
with.
It's very special.
Pound for pound? I mean, square foot? Right. Square foot for square foot?
Right.
There's no easier place to shop in this city than Kathy's shop.
Look at how close it is to the bar.
Yeah.
The women come in, have a couple cocktails, and say, let me stretch my legs. They end up over there, and they're double dipping, spending $200 here, $200 there. Beautiful.
I got a really sweet
great concept
for Charlotte there. There's things for little ones there, too.
They do. I get my grandson's things in there all the time. Yeah. My paycheck pretty much goes in there. That's okay. I did want to just tell you a little bit. I have specials for 1606 here, too. And 1606 is our restaurant here at Beauport Hotel. And I don't know if everybody realizes that it's called 1606 at Beauport. And it's named after the year that Champlain discovered this beautiful port. So we have our specials that I'm going to have to read to you as well. But they're great. I mean, prime rib entree on Sundays, twin lobsters on Monday. And then we have prefix meals on Tuesday and Wednesday, which is $35, but includes appetizer, entree, dessert, and everything.
Okay,
we had that
on Tuesday night, I think just this past week. And it was the full-size fish and chips. It was the full-size creme brulee, and there was a salad first course. I'm not sure. I don't remember what the first course was, but everything was just like the normal size.
Wow.
Really?
And it was all included.
For $35 a person?
$35.
Really?
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
ridiculous. You have to come in and
we gotta take advantage of that.
I know where I'm having dinner every night.
Right? Yeah. Right. It's cheaper than making it at home.
Right, I hear you.
Am I right?
It's a great deal.
Yeah. So,
or there is nothing at home.
Right.
My wife doesn't cook. So I need to find a place where I can go have dinner.
You come on Wednesday. Throw
Charlie under the bus.
Oh, she knows.
I have to give a shout out for your creme brulee, though.
Yeah. Creme brulee?
Because I like to try it wherever I go. Creme caramel. Creme brulee, panna cotta, and I think yours is just outstanding.
Wow.
Thank you.
I praise. She's very fussy, too.
I'm very fussy. You know what it is? It's like, it's the exact ratio of the flan to the creme brulee. Sometimes people make the flan part too thick, and then you just have a little, you know, it's like in a dish like this. So you have like a little tiny bit of brulee and tons of custard instead of a bite of the brulee part, the caramelized sugar with a bite of the flan with each one, which
very
makes
good
it
point.
My
perfection.
From my point of view, makes it perfect.
We do a lot of things here that Joey approved. This is now Kim approved.
Kim approved. The Kim stamp.
Kim
approved.
When you get that stamp, when we say it's a no-brainer, like that means we give it the 100%, like. Don't think about it. Just do it, and there's a there's basically a guarantee.
Okay.
Like you're gonna have a like.
It's if a you good don't deal. Like it, Joe will give you your money back.
Or Chris McCarthy will give you your money.
What?
Anyway, so is there anything else?
Well, I think that's carrying us through.
That's a lot.
You know, we have new things coming all the time.
So the price fix is
$35.
But is it Tuesday and Wednesday, or is it just
Tuesday and Wednesday?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta put that in.
Plus, also the twin lobsters on Monday.
Which
And the prime rib tonight. Yeah.
Sunday night. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the $35.
No, that's a different and the
special.
Twin lobsters are different specials.
Those are specials.
And Tuesday, Wednesday,
the and I saw that the rooms were recently reminding people to plan for Fiesta coming up.
Yeah.
That was a post recently.
Yeah, they just released the rooms for Fiesta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can book. Because they sell out like that.
Oh, I bet
they
do.
They do. It's a perfect spot.
Fiesta's coming. It's not
maybe
that much
GMG.
Further down the road.
Maybe GMG
we should
will
have a
get
suite,
one.
Don't you
we
think?
We should have a suite for that
on
whole
the,
week.
On the account. On the
do you want me to book that?
Yeah, the penthouse. The penthouse, please. And then with, hold it, there was one other thing.
What?
Because of the bridal event, I do want to tell people that I am a justice of the peace.
Oh, So, nice.
Yeah.
He married me.
Anybody.
Really?
I married Joe.
Last year, yeah.
I get the stamp of approval from him if anybody needs.
Maybe you go stand in the park.
And he put a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to put a sign.
He put several special touches into our ceremony, too.
Exactly.
It was not the run-of-the-mill ceremony.
Up.
It was yeah. very special.
Oh, so, yeah. Call me. 1-800-REVEREND.
Ginny Hennessy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me here. Yeah. It was great to see you all.
Keep up the great work, you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're knocking it out of the park.
See you at the VOOV.
The VOOV.
Oh, we'll be here.
Only people who can pronounce it can come in through the front door.
We weren't saying it right.
It's like this. VOOV.
VOOV. VOOV Clicquot.
Right. Clicquot, I got
that. Because they told us, because in the snow, it matches with the
snow.
So, there was that. We have a lot of topics.
Yeah.
I just want
the lightning round.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the restaurant lightning round now. First of all, our normal sponsor, Mom's Kitchen,
yes,
is potentially opening next Monday, February 3rd.
Wow.
Pending on city, the
inspections and whatnot.
Oh,
which
very
you never,
good.
You know, there's sometimes there's some weird thing that you don't think that they don't think about that holds them up. But we're hoping for next Monday. If I don't have to work next Sunday, we're gonna live stream from there.
Oh,
nice.
So it just depends on my work schedule. So if I have to,
well, we can go there.
We'll live stream from there.
Yeah, you can do it without me.
We'll phone you and tell you how it goes.
Who needs the boss?
Joe, go to Facebook Live. You can log in.
Yeah, and we all share it. You should be able to get there.
Who needs the boss? Yeah, you should go. You should get on your phone right now. Make sure it's on silent and see if there's comments, and you can reply to the comments.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, because we don't have our normal setup to reply to comments. I want to know, if you can tell, and don't go crazy, which of our regulars, because we like to give shout-outs to our regulars. I know Joey, I saw Joey Foot earlier was on. I don't know if he's still on. I don't know if Brenda Grimes Davis, I don't know if...
Joey Foot, Russell Steves.
Russell Steven Reed.
Steve Reed.
Oh, Steve Reed.
Tony Sapienza.
Tony.
D. Noble.
D.
Ralph
is supposed to
just
be here.
Just can't get the body moving this morning.
We left the spot for him.
That's snowmobiling. That's snowmobiling.
That is not acceptable.
Why don't you hop in unless you want to stay?
You want to go on camera?
She doesn't like her face. Yeah, she likes to.
Kim, you're on camera.
I'll go a little closer.
May I have my drink?
Yes. How's that?
Jim, right. You're blocking me.
I heard
you're blocking my beautiful
face. Blocking the reverend.
I do. I could whack you in the face at any moment.
You call the Jim.
I'm just teasing you.
So I want to mention a few things. At Savor Wine and Cheese, they're having a tasting seminar hosted with a hosted Italian wine ambassador. January 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. I'll put a link in the show notes for that.
Have you ever been to one of their
things? Yes. I've gone to some of their dinners, kind of dinner things. And
they're pretty awesome.
Over
amazing.
The top.
Yeah.
You learn
even, that's true.
If you are a seasoned wine person or if you are a novice, everybody learns something. It's really worthwhile. Go right now at our friends Feather and Wedge. They have their Sunday brunch with Steve Lacy, I think, is the jazz musician there. January 30th, they're having a French wine dinner at Feather and Wedge. And Tano is having a Super Bowl catering.
Wow.
All kinds of Super Bowl
food. Very intriguing.
What does that mean, Super Bowl catering? Like,
they have a menu, a Super Bowl kind of like takeout food.
Oh, okay.
Orders must be placed by January 28th and picked up by 2-2. And they will prepare your Super Bowl feast.
Oh, that's a sweet idea.
That's a great idea.
From our friends at Tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all of that. Last night, Kate and I went to the movies. And we went to the movies out of town for a very specific reason, because I thought there was a chance that we could have got together for dinner afterwards with our good friends, the McCarthys.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
But they bailed on us. And it cost us so much extra money.
I think it was my idea. Why don't we go to dinner in Danvers after the movies? Nope, sorry, not going to work.
I didn't say that. I said, Kate said maybe.
Maybe. So I got to make plans thereafter.
I didn't say maybe Casey. anyway, here's the thing. We went to the movies out of town. We went to see 1917. So before I go any further, don't go out of town to go see 1917. Go to the Gloucester Cinema on Route 1, right, on Essex Avenue, because we got absolutely jacked. Jacked.
Yeah.
At the movie theater at the Liberty Tree Mall.
That's so much money to spend on
movies. Everybody knows how much it cost already?
Well, it's in the show. Don't know. Yeah. It's in the show notes.
Right. Well, you told us.
Let me tell you something. Two tickets at Liberty Tree Mall to see 1917, $36.
And it was a 8 o'clock show?
It was
6 o'clock show?
Evening.
No, it was a 4 p.m. show.
Oh, 4 p.m. show.
4 p.m. show.
Oh.
Okay.
Very important.
Okay. We could have, this is very important, because you could have gone to Gloucester Cinema before 6 p.m. for $9 and see the same movie was playing there.
That's half the price.
I haven't been there for a while, and Kate says they redid that whole movie
there.
It's
so sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We
should do a podcast.
So it's half the cost. But wait.
And it's a family that runs. It's a family.
A family, local family.
Yeah, it's a family.
So for half of the cost, we could have stayed in Gloucester and gone. The second biggest, this is the most mind-blowing ripoff I've ever encountered. My entire life, I've never seen a bigger ripoff. A Bavarian pretzel, a regular pretzel that you get at a ball game, right? Even you consider a ball game, it's a ripoff at $7 for a pretzel.
Frozen that's heated under one of those orange
light bulbs. Yeah.
$14.99. $14.99 for one pretzel. Kate says Kate had a hard. I mean, she wanted to have a pretzel.
She had a craving for a pretzel.
She had a craving for a pretzel. $14.99 for a pretzel. $36.
Did you check the popcorn prices? Because the popcorn prices are out.
Oh, popcorn and with a drink.
Not at Gloucester Cinema.
The moral of the story is, Gloucester Cinema. You don't need to go out of town to go to the movies. Support the local cinema.
Right, and even though they're fairly close to the Lowe's Theater, they get all the first run movies. So right now,
they always have the current stuff.
Well, they have 1917,
and they have Little Women, and they have Dr. Dolittle. Right.
Yeah.
And their snack bar is very reasonable too. Okay. Because we brought kids, and you know how kids like. I want one of those. I want one of those. Yeah. And you'd be surprised. You kind of go, well, we can only pick one.
Yeah.
But you look at the price and go, no, go ahead, have two.
Because
the amount you were thinking you were going to spend.
Yeah. Yeah. Props to them. The movie 1917, phenomenal.
You liked it.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Must see.
Okay.
Go see that.
The microphone is farthest away from me, so I apologize. I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm going to move it over to you. Okay. We don't have any problems.
I know, I'm sorry.
But on top of Kim being, like, have this voice, like... This, it's just her voice. It's
very.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, everybody.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. All right. So we came back into town, and we were kind of looking for something casual, and we drove by the Azorian. The Azorian was packed.
Saturday night,
always. So we decided to go someplace we hadn't gone in several years, and never ever disappointed me, but sometimes falls off my radar. Thai Choice, the Thai restaurant in town.
We get their to-go food a lot. We get it to-go a lot.
I'd love to know this, and we won't get the answer, but Kate and I were there, and there was only four tables seated.
I think their
takeout is probably 80% of their business.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because it's the same when we go.
We got an entree and three appetizers. We got a pad thai, which you could actually consider is huge.
It's huge. Yeah.
Right? We got the tempura shrimp.
Nice.
We got curry chicken.
Nice.
And...
You should try their little shumai sometimes.
The shumai and the gyoza are both fantastic.
And you got the Huflung Poo.
Huflung Poo. Tremendous. If you haven't had it yet.
Number three on the menu.
Yeah, one other thing. Poo. It came to $35.
$35.
Less than your movie
tickets. Less than your movie experience.
Less than your movie. Wow.
Yeah. Ridiculous. So Thai Choice, we're lucky to have them in town here.
Yeah. I have been there, and we've actually went in and sat. and it's, you know, great place inside, very comfortable.
Very clean.
Service is great.
Staff, service is great.
The staff is so friendly. Yeah. Service is great. Highly recommended, whether you're sitting or takeout.
You guys haven't gone there?
Haven't been there yet.
You got to put it on your list.
The purple building.
It's the purple building in Gloucester.
Yeah, it is.
So we did that. So we came home, and it's just one more aside as far as movies go. We came home and we saw The Joker, which is didn't come out too long ago. Academy Award, Joaquin Phoenix.
That's right.
Because his brother died. River Phoenix. We rented Joker on cable for $5.99.
What a night.
That's, you know, in movie theaters wonder why, you know, when people can do that for $5.99, wonder why they're struggling with $18 tickets.
You didn't tell me. So we were supposed to get together with you and we didn't. So what did you guys end up doing?
So we were at your next door neighbor's house.
Right. But where did you go for dinner?
We were going to go to the Franklin, but I had a gift card to use at Minglewood. So we decided, we just wanted to grab something quickly. We didn't want to make it a long night. I still had stuff to hang in the house, pictures and mirrors and all that fun stuff. So we went to Minglewood. I had sushi. They had a special sushi roll last night, which was outstanding. Charlene had her pulled pork sandwich.
They have some new things on the menu too, right? Did you notice that?
They actually brought over a specials menu, which had some great options on it. And I don't remember ever getting a specials menu.
Yeah, no, I think that's new as well.
So that might be new. What's also new is they have a new sink in the men's bathroom, which I absolutely love.
What?
It's like an industrial. Oh my God, you got it. I mean, go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Even if you're not hungry, just go to Minglewood, go to the men's room if you're a male.
Yeah.
And they have this beautiful sink. It's like, this is the type of sink that I'd love in my
I wonder
my
if the ladies' room got
room.
An upgrade.
I imagine.
And they got these beautiful big faucets. You put your hand under them.
You don't have to touch anything, get germs.
No. So I was there last week, and I came out, and I'm laughing. And Zach, the manager, was standing there, and I'm like, am I going crazy, or is that a new sink in there? He goes, no, that's a new sink.
Zach's awesome.
So you know you've been there on a regular basis when you recognize things like that.
And you had the Serenity card on your list to talk about today.
Always.
Minglewood is a Serenity restaurant.
It is.
We went to Hale Street last night, which is another Serenity restaurant.
Your recommendation.
You go out there before the close, renovation.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we posted a link to the
new... We usually eat on the earlier side, but even for a Saturday night when we got there around 5:15, it was packed with hockey fans.
Yeah, the hockey parents from the Endicott College. They had a big game. Okay. So this is their hangout.
Yeah, so I added some points to my Serenity card last night. It was awesome.
Yeah. That Serenity card, I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer. Oh. When Sean and I were sitting at the bar, there was a couple sitting to the right of us who I know I've seen there before. They checked out, no Serenity card. And I'm thinking to myself, should I tap this guy on the shoulder and say, buddy,
what are you doing?
Free money.
You don't like money.
You've been here before. Get the card.
Yeah.
And then,
or just put the app on your phone.
And that's funny because there was a girl sitting on my left who had the card still.
Oh, I still have my card. And
Charlene actually mentioned something to her and said, you don't need to carry the card around anymore. Just go online and download the app.
Right.
So they have dummy proofed it.
Right. Yeah.
You open up the app, you hit this button, you give them the code, they plug in your number.
Free stuff.
You get free stuff every now and then. You get a free entree and dessert on your birthday, I think both. Yeah.
You know, I gotta add that stuff that's free is good. to get a free app, to get a free dinner entree, it's good.
Yeah.
Right.
So wait, you mentioned because I know that they have the hand blowers.
Right.
Yeah, I know, and I see in the show notes you put hand blowers versus paper towels.
Yeah.
I hate hand blowers.
I do too.
I'll never.
Why?
Use
Why do you hate? Okay, I'm gonna hear. Okay, I'm gonna hear your take on them, and I'm gonna hear your take on.
It's a total germ factory. I'll just have all those. Because there's a lot of germs in the bathroom, and then
you're not touching anything.
It just blows in your face. It's worse. It just blows all around you.
Really?
Yeah.
So gross to me.
And I don't know what the thinking is. If it's a cost savings thing for restaurants, But I, what I do is I go into the stall and I grab toilet paper.
Me too.
And I wipe my hands.
No, no, but also I carry I carry wet wipes just because.
Did you know that soap is more effective than antibacterial?
No, I don't use it. I don't use the antibacterial.
Is that proven?
Yes, antibacterial. I don't use that. I don't use that.
No, no, no. So there was a. I posted this thing.
Those are bad.
Because it takes off good stuff, good bacteria. Mm-hmm. So they did an experiment. Someone took sandwiches, and a person that had not treated their hands touched one sandwich, put it in a Ziploc bag, and left it for 30 days. Someone that used hand soap touched the sandwich and put it in a Ziploc bag. Someone that used antibacterial lotion. Put it in a Ziploc bag, and then there was one other one, like then the control one, whatever it was. The one with just hand soap fared the best out of all. The one with the untreated one, the sandwich was black and green after 30 days. It was disgusting. The one with soap was relatively unscathed, we should, shall we say.
Joe, that was your science project back in 1980.
No, but you know, that what a, you know, that's a real, that's, and it's not just, it's also super bad for the, it's also super bad for the environment, all that antibacterial stuff going down the drain into the water table. Yeah. It's just,
and you know what I hate about that, like, antibacterial stuff is, like, I wipe my mouth, you know, a half hour later, and then you can taste it. It gets on your lips. And it's like, man. But I like paper towels because they're more absorbent, they're quicker, and I like opening up the doorknob.
With the paper towel.
Me too.
Now, the restaurant that puts the paper towel trash bin too far away from the handle, I have a problem with those places. You have to have the trash bin right next to where the door is. The best places actually don't have doors. They just have it set up where is it like kind of like a wall and a wall that you can't see into the men's room, but you don't have to grab a knob.
Right.
That's the best.
This is what
but
I
some
use.
Places don't have that luxury of the
this
space.
This is what I use, my forearm.
I'm a forearm.
Check. Jesus, speaking of germs.
Jesus, yeah. Jimmy just coughed all over.
Do you want a Bloody Mary if I
need a Bloody, if we can get the attention of the lady.
Okay. We have just a comment that's been shared. Joey Foote wanted to mention that the Gloucester Fire and Rockport Fire Departments will be participating in the Be Fit Challenge at TD Garden today, and good luck to both departments.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty awesome. That's
Joey, thank you for the information.
Good shout out.
Yeah, we saw Joey at the Elks the other night.
Yeah.
We did.
On our Elks blowout.
You can pretty much see Joey at the Elks anyway. I have a film.
Yeah, but did Joey leave his car? Did that Joey leave his car in the parking lot? Which Joey left his car in the parking lot?
A responsible person
right.
leaves their car.
Right.
And
he was thinking gas mileage.
Yeah, that's what
I was
thinking.
We were going out, and he said, let me ride in the car that doesn't use as much gas as my truck.
We're going to go right now to Kim's Cape Ann Wildlife Report.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. I have to leave around 11, so I just wanted to let everybody know that the little dove key is still here. I think, did we talk about the dove key in the last podcast?
A little bit, but not a lot.
So it's a beautiful little Arctic bird that's here. It's very unusual. I think the ones that you thought that you saw might be a dove key, I think those were buffleheads, because they are the same size, and buffleheads you see more in flocks.
No, just black and white they were.
Yeah, buffleheads are black and white.
Oh, I thought the one that has like the wing, and it has the white right in the center of the wing. Like, oh, it's almost like a white diamond on a black wing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that one is, but what I think the one that I just posted about was a little auk. It's the littlest member. It's called a dove.
Yeah.
It's called a dove key, and it's a member of the puffin family, actually.
And so it's
very unusual to have them here on our shore. Usually you only see them out to sea, or they wash up dead on the beach. So it's very wonderful to have a little one here. And then we also have a black-crowned night heron, and I thought it left, when the pond froze over.
The juvenile one.
The juvenile one, but I think it's ice fishing. Listen.
Ice fishing.
Like,
Breaking news.
Yeah, well,
look at the camera and tell the story.
Well, it was so awesome. I was out, you know, just walking around, and I heard this crickle, 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 and he comes from out from the reeds, and then he...
Peck your eyes out.
No, then he flew up. But I went to where he was, and all these tracks were in the frosty snow, ice, and there was a hole there. All around were his footprints, and I think he's been ice fishing.
That's where
he
poops.
No, I think that's
that's his toilet.
That's like,
see, this is why Kim is considered the foremost, utmost,
great.
Preeminent.
You are correct.
As opposed to that
awesome.
Hack, the doctor that considers.
What's,
he puts doctor in front of his name and
Dr. Oz?
Thinks that he's a, some guy Kim should take all of his jobs.
No,
speaking engagement. I think that I personally believe that Kim Smith should be the only one that does the speeches at libraries and seminars about Cape Ann Wildlife.
I do a lot of those, which is wonderful.
Because you're the best. Everybody knows you're the best.
I love doing them, so I do that. I'm just getting all kinds of jobs lately at libraries, so
really?
It's wonderful. Yeah.
She's got the in.
Yeah.
Can we hear about your the latest on the Monarch? How much did you raise for that? Was it 35 grand?
Yeah, $35,000.
This
That's
film
amazing.
Is going to be
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, thank you.
Golf
fun. Thank you.
Golf fun.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a decade long project.
Wow.
And or plus. I'm too embarrassed to say how many
years
actually.
Is there a time frame when it's going to be out?
Well, right now what I'm doing is they're working on the masters, right? So the film is completed. Like there's a final beautiful version. So the production company is working on the masters, and right now I'm submitting to film festivals. So there's this awesome thing called Film Freeway, which is different than it was 5 years ago. And so filmmakers can just upload their project for free, and all the festival coordinators, they peruse them.
Oh,
so,
that really opens up the...
Yeah,
the
it's just amazing. Instead of having to pay $100, $200 to join every, to submit to every festival. So it's really an amazing new development. Well, relatively new. So that is going on. And right now I'm just updating my website. I made a new trailer. I did this interview with this beautiful couple that... Joel and Ellen, who run the Butterfly Biosphere Reserve, where I stayed last year.
Joel
is the
That's
gentleman.
A real name?
That's a real name. He's a real, and he's, you know, one of 10 kids in this beautiful family. And he and Ellen, his American wife, she's an anthropologist, and they founded this bed and breakfast. They started with 3 rooms. And over the last 5 years, they built it to, now it has a swimming pool, a conference center, and Joel and the village built most of it. Like, Joel put solar roof panels on all the roofs everywhere so that people could have Wi-Fi and also have hot water.
That's
couple.
When you travel to Mexico.
It's Macheros. It's in Macheros, Mexico.
Right. It's not Danvers.
Macheros. Macheros, Mexico.
Well, I want to make sure that they know.
Yes.
They
yeah, Mexico.
Yeah,
she travels far and wide for this.
Yeah. So
she's very passionate.
It's the most sweetest, beautiful couple. They've just done this amazing thing. And so they started this nonprofit foundation called The Butterflies and Their People because tour buses were coming into the community. It's the original spot where the butterflies were first noticed in 1975. So
Exclusively monarchs.
So giant tour buses would come in, stay for, you know, 3 hours and leave, right? And so it wasn't benefiting the community at all. So Joel and Ellen thought of this group, the Butterflies and Their People, and so they monitor the forest all year round. They're like tree arborists, and they, you know, consistently have fundraisers and things like that. But it's been this way they've been able to hire people to work there, and now everybody's improving their homes, and kids are going to school now. I mean, it's just a phenomenal thing. Instead of just, you know...
The only problem with that is property values are going to go through the roof, and the children are not going to be able to live there anymore because terrible people are moving in and driving up the prices of the housing.
Well, and the other terrible thing is,
it's a beautiful thing.
The biosphere, do they have to put a bubble over the
No, they just call it all the biospheres. They just call the monarch butterfly biosphere reserves, and it's in this. There's these 12 volcanic mountaintops, and they're part of two different states, the state of Mexico and the state of Michoacán. And so it's just this one little area where tens of thousands, it used to be billions of monarchs. Now it's only in the millions, but...
It's global warming.
That was a great story.
Yes, sorry.
Well, thank you for that, Kim.
I'm glad we got the update from
that. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah, so I'll keep you posted. I can't have a... Because I'm submitting to film festivals, I can't have a big premiere here. I can have.
Oh, you want to go big time?
Right.
Small time. You want?
But
go big
I can
time.
Have a sneak preview. That's allowed. You know what I mean? So if you premiere in your film, you can't, be advertising all over the place about.
Right.
Doing
you want
it
to
locally.
Give someone make someone feel special, like some place that this is it premiered here for the first time.
For the first time.
Yeah, because you don't want to sell yourself short.
Right, but there's over 80 people that donated to my film, so I can have a preview for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Local community kind of thing.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Your daughters are in when they were very little.
Oh, my God. Wow, because they were really tiny. Yeah,
they're really
crazy.
Little.
So we have a public service announcement.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
This is big time.
Big time.
And I didn't realize this. But apparently this happens. Because I'm not necessarily a dog person other than my shared ownership.
Really?
Of
I haven't noticed.
But, so, apparently dogs like to eat stuff that they're not supposed to eat.
That is true.
That's true.
Sometimes they get into dental floss. Sometimes they get into rolls of poop bags.
Poop bags, yeah.
But, if your dog eats a long string of something, you notice it coming out of their ass, and it's like this far out, and you're tempted to pull it out of their ass, don't. No, we heard this. I'm not joking around.
Because it could be wrapped around their
lower intestines, and you could yank their lower intestines out. So you have to let them naturally pass.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Did you see the videos? Did you see the poor dog
If you post a video and it's like titled about poop or something like that, I don't need to read it. I'm sorry to say.
Well, this is a public service announcement, and you have a dog, so you
this
should.
This is for real.
I'm sorry.
No, this is for real. This is a real life. This is real life stuff.
Okay.
No, because you don't want Gizmo. What's your dog's name? Gizmo.
Rosie. Our Rosie passed away. She's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going to get another dog?
We're just wait because we have a cat that's 22 years old.
Wow.
And he has epilepsy and he survived two coyote attacks.
Cosmo.
We're just letting Cosmo live out his life in peace. He's already dealing with a 2-year-old, right?
Right.
Does Charlotte love the cat?
She just loves Cosmo, and she's convinced.
Does she torture Cosmo?
She's just convinced Cosmo loves her back equally, and there's like all these little love fests that go on, and it usually ends with Cosmo running away.
So Cosmo hasn't taken a swipe at her face with his claws.
No, he's very good with her. He's really tolerant.
You gotta be careful.
It's coming.
You don't want to lose an eye.
Yeah. He's very tolerant.
So speaking of that, went poop the other day. I had him out on his leash. I'm looking out the window and I see a piece of poop hanging from his poop hole.
That happens. Right.
So the poor guy was trying to wipe it on the ground to try to get out, and it wasn't working. So, being a good dad, you have to go out there.
You put a plastic bag around your hands?
No, I went.
You didn't go bareback?
I went bareback.
Oh!
Yeah, here.
No.
It was a piece of hair.
Yeah.
It was the poop.
Dude, why don't you put a Ziploc bag and put it on your hand?
Because he was I didn't have time because I didn't want him to get it all over him. Because
then,
he was trying
and
to
go walking through the house.
Right. So I ran out.
You just have to get
this,
a warm.
This is reason 757,000 I don't have a dog.
I'm pulling it and his eyelid is like twitching. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't know what it was attached
Gee,
to.
Is it 11? I think I have to go now.
I think, yeah.
Well, Kim's no, out.
You got
all
two
right,
more
Kim.
Minutes.
Thank you for coming. Jimmy, can you move the camera forward, please?
Well, actually,
Kim, thank you so much.
Over.
It was nice
thank
to
you.
Have you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Kim, have a good one.
Okay, you guys have a good rest of your weekend.
We sure
good
will.
Thank you, Kim. Take care.
Bye.
Jimmy and Pat, you went to a whole paycheck for the first time.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
First of all, I want to explain this.
Went to Whole Foods. I had never been.
Jimmy, I
should
put the camera all the way to the front.
Oh, you had
for us?
Okay. No, this was my first.
Wow.
It was my first experience. We ran into Kim DiGiorgio there.
Oh, yes.
And it was, you know, we do have a Wegmans restaurant near us when we're in
oh,
New York
Wegmans
that we go
awesome.
To. So it was not unlike that in many ways.
Right.
So, but we did manage to pick up a few things, and it was a fun experience, and I would do it again. But one of the things I wanted to mention was if you're an aunt that I did not know, is if you're an Amazon Prime member, you get 10% off.
Only on select items.
On select items.
What were some, some of the items that popped out to you as either good values or things that you can't get somewhere else?
I wasn't looking for value.
Yeah.
I really wasn't.
Oh, was there,
I knew better than
that's
to go
fine.
In there and look
well,
for
that's,
you
well,
know.
That's fine. But so were there any
items
that...
So we picked up some prepared foods. Because I'm about the prepared foods. Brought them home so we have dinner for the next couple of days.
Oh, you mean like the stuff that's cooked and you can heat it up.
Right, like the open, they have the, I want to call it a salad bar, but there's other stuff on it. We brought some of that home, we brought some soup home, we brought some...
it's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if you're like, if you're driving home from out of town, if you work out of town...
That's exactly what I thought. And if you're just going to stop in and pick up your dinner,
Yeah. You can easily get like something for everybody.
Right. It was a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of get used to it. But
we did walk around a few times, going through because.
Well, you're retired folk. You have the time.
That's true.
Well, and they wanted the free samples too.
We were
hungry,
looking
for free
samples
like Costco.
They don't have the pasta, the homemade pasta.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That you can get at the one out of town, but we have pastilla via corta, so
we
don't need it.
Right.
I won't
go
in
there.
I won't lie. We live by the where they had the bakery and the deli and the homemade stuff because we were watching them make it right there. And they have sushi there and
sushi
stuff.
Too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we were walking around that a lot, and then we would walk over to go grab an accessory, like you wanted that crackers or you wanted that certain juice or something, you know, so we got that. Then we went back to go through.
There, which I didn't think was maybe the best idea, but that's what we did.
But not regular Cheerios.
Regular old Cheerios.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good price.
You guys went to Antique Table in Manchester?
Yeah,
Jesus,
we tried that.
You guys
we
get out a lot.
We do. Well, we can.
Well,
so
we listened to Charlene.
She told us. Double pensions.
Pension, yeah.
We're very fortunate. That's,
taxpayers' money. They're spending our taxpayers' money.
Good night, folks.
We did like the Antique Table very much. It was a weeknight. I think it was Wednesday night that we went, so it was pretty quiet in there. The menu has got good variety. It's very reasonably priced. The service was very good. We could clearly hear the conversations at an adjacent table. Well, it wasn't really next to us. So maybe the acoustics are a little, because we heard Grandma tell what I presume was her granddaughter, asking her about her auditions and whatnot, and then Grandma said, well, as long as you don't sleep with the producer, you should be okay.
Yeah, that was a spit take.
Yeah.
You're eating your meal and Grandma comes out with that.
Right,
and
right. But no, we liked it very much and we'll definitely be going back. I recommend it highly.
You know, for the sake of the blog, we do this
stuff.
I haven't been there, even though I've heard good things. So right now, at the top of my list is the Tuesday night... the price fix thing.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Oh, yeah, Mondays.
1606, yeah.
1606, that's at the top of my list. And I have to check out this place here.
We enjoyed it very much.
Antique Table.
And it didn't hurt that Al Pacino was on the wall from The Godfather, too.
Who went to Tender Crop Farm?
I think Kim.
Oh, okay.
That was Kim's topic. Yeah. We skipped that.
We're out on that. Oh, we didn't have her talk about the lobster trap.
Oh, you're right.
It's all down.
We make these notes and
I made a mistake because I asked about the birds that I don't really care about so much. And I would have really liked to have
Who's here. Trouble.
Scotty Mac shows up.
Just rolling out of bed from a big event.
He came down the elevator.
From a big
also, sit down.
Yeah.
Also known as Big Sexy.
Sit on
Big Sexy.
Also known as Big Sexy.
Was spinning.
How you doing, buddy?
Spinning the tunes.
We had a long conversation about the tonight's wedding thing event.
The Beauport bridal show at Cruiseport.
Cruiseport. Yeah. Are you going to be DJing tonight?
I am DJing tonight from 4 to 7 on the Beauport cruise line, on the boat. I'll be actually on the ship.
Wow. Nice.
So they're showcasing that as a venue? Is that what it's called?
I'm a fat kid and I just took the stairs. I'm out of breath. I just got here, so.
I'm asking too many questions.
They are showcasing that as an event. So when the brides-to-be or come in and they try to win the honeymoon, that's a big prize. That's
huge.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
most people show up is to try to win the free honeymoon. And I will not be able to win that for two reasons. One, I'm never getting married again.
Never.
Ever. And two, I'm working, so I can't win. But all the brides are able to come down, and they have to go to the boat in order to turn their slip in to win.
That's a great idea.
So it creates foot traffic throughout the two floors at the cruise port on the bottom level and the main level on the top, where they also have a DJ inside. And then out on the boat, on the Beauport cruise line, so we're not like the bastard child.
Yeah.
Well, so to speak, they have to turn their slip in on the boat so the other vendors that are on the boat get a fair shake.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. Good for them. That's awesome.
So what proof do you have to show that you're a honeymooner? Like, what if I go there with my wife?
Take your ring off like you usually do.
That's terrifying. No, I'm serious. No. I mean, it sounds like a good event.
Oh,
it's a great event. And again, a lot of people, to be honest with you, a lot of people have most of their vendors already chosen when they show up. But there's unique stuff from different vendors that you may not have thought of and give you more ideas. I mean, let's be honest. They want to win the trip. That's why they show. But there's also other people that are so confused in the planning process of weddings that it gives them the ability
guidance
at point of sale for each of these vendors.
You're meeting someone from the company, you get a feel for them.
Exactly, exactly. And the most important thing when booking myself as a DJ or another vendor for that matter is, are you comfortable with the person you're hiring? Because you're with that person, if it's a photographer, from the early morning, for pictures in the early morning, all the way through the end of the night, basically. So it's a long day for them. You want to be, you're spending the day with this person. If they're abrasive, or if they run you the wrong way, you're not going to hire them.
If you vibe with them, it's a good thing.
So it's a good time to meet the people you're going to be working with to see if you vibe and you can be of service.
Last night was the big chamber event at the Elks.
Oh,
you were there?
That's why I'm surprised I'm here right now.
You were there?
No, I drove by.
Oh, you drove by.
I wanna.
It was packed though.
I do want to say.
I asked Charlie if I could show up.
Yes.
He said the bodyguards up front are pretty big.
Right.
They're gonna have pitchforks out front, to try to get in this place because it was a full house.
Packed house. Tony Sapienza. It was like his.
Tony Sapienza, Blue Shutters.
Blue Shutters.
And his wife, Patty. Is it Patty?
I don't know his wife.
I think it's Patty. Yeah. Very nice people. The incoming president. They passed the gavel from Bruce to Tony, and great guy.
Yeah.
And I did speak to Tony last night about doing a podcast from the Blue Shutters. Anytime you want, he said.
Nice.
There it is.
All right, we got another one in the books.
McCarthy did offer a $1,000 donation to the chamber, by the way.
I saw that.
I hate when I drink that much.
We can show the text. Yeah. We can take a screenshot of the text.
I think I still have that.
Yeah. And you did say.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Can pull it up and put it right in front of the camera.
Okay. I said only if I could come in and dance.
He said if he could come in and dance, what if I make a $1,000 donation? I said, that gets you and at least one hoodlum friend.
Right, and I was trying to get my name in there as the hoodlum friend, and it didn't work.
Didn't work out for you.
No, he didn't even answer.
So the chamber event was a success. A lot of heavy hitters there. It was a fundraiser and their annual dinner. And people danced right till 11 o'clock on the dot. There was a full dance floor right after dinner, and I couldn't have been more happy with the turnout.
That's a testament to your DJ skills.
That's it's a testament to the bartenders, I think.
When we
who
had
were
them.
The bartenders? Give a shout out to the bartenders.
Oh, Nelly.
Nelly
and Curly.
God bless
you. Curly.
And Nelly.
When the Chamber was at our podcast a week ago, they said they were going to be breaking some news there.
Kerry McKenna.
Did they break any news?
And they broke some news last night. Now, this could be inside news for you because it was said publicly within a Chamber event for people that donated last night. And I'm sure there's a formal announcement coming soon.
Yeah.
But they are actually moving.
Wow.
Again. Originally, I found out, I never knew that they had the Chamber office on Main Street at one point.
On Main Street, okay.
And they moved to the 33 Commercial Street building.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Right next to the boat board.
The big announcement is they're moving again.
Uh-huh.
And they're moving to Harbor Loop, where the ticket sales office was for the Whale Watch at Captain Bill's.
Wow!
And that's
it's out there now.
It is now. It wasn't before.
It might have been the worst kept secret in town.
Yeah. Yes. I knew about it before the announcement myself.
But it's a brilliant spot because for several reasons. One, it's more central. Two, the Harbor Masters office is being completely revamped with all the amenities you could ever imagine.
And that's at
she
Harbor
just
Loop
went
too.
In and took pictures.
It's amazing.
Is that at Harbor Loop?
That's at Harbor Loop. Cool. You have the new dock, transient dockage at Harbor Loop.
Behind the building center, in between the Coast Guard station and the building center, I believe, where it's going to be
that's the new marina. That's a new marina that Dennis Senegal and Chad Katropoulos.
Is a new marina going in?
They're going to do some
bathroom, showers, a common area, television, really nice facility going on.
Yeah.
And if that was a secret, it's not anymore either.
Like
Harbor Loop is going to, it has gone from like a 6 to a fucking 12 in the course of a couple of years.
Yeah.
A big testament to that is our Harbor Master, TJ Shimataro. No relation to me, but TJ has vision, and he
drive.
Is in drive, and he is going to pull this city kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
With that being said, I've noticed that there's a common word that keeps coming up today from you, and I think that should be the word of the week for the prize next week. Testament.
Testament.
That's a testament to him. He says it's a testament.
It's a testament.
It's a testicle.
And if that's okay, can I get clearance?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, there we go.
That's why we have you here.
Scotty was our first prize winner, wasn't he?
Yeah, Scotty. He hasn't picked it up.
I won the
Alan Estes.
I won the Alan Estes CD.
I got it in my drawer.
It's been burning in the back of my mind to go get that because I need to play it at my shows.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a big hit. Big hit.
The only thing is, I'm not picking up until it's autographed.
Oh, we're gonna have him come down and autograph. Speaking of Alan Estes, one of the places that he's played probably countless times, the Rum Line is having a chili contest today.
Today's
the chili cook-off?
Today's the chili cook-off. Whoa. You can head down from here.
What time?
I think like maybe 1 o'clock. I'm not really sure. Yeah, we're gonna
and we did that podcast from the Rum Line. Fred talked about that briefly.
Yep.
During the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So today's the chili cook-off. They've had the rib off, and now for all the deer hunters coming next season, they're going to do a beef jerky, the big jerk-off.
Is that true? I love it.
No, that's my joke, but I've been pushing for this.
That's a great idea,
It's been pushing for years because they have the rib off, they have the chili off, and for all the hunters that want to make jerky, a lot of people love jerky, we're going to call it the big jerk off.
Vito Ferrara, are you listening? He's a big hunter and a jerk guy.
We have some comments.
Yeah, Pat had some comments.
Yes, we have. Charlene Delaney, I think she's addressing this to you, Chris, regarding your donation to the chamber. All you need to do is buy a license.
Have a license plate.
Yeah. Maybe that's a little bit less than...
Charlie Delaney,
the reason I don't
thank
buy
you,
a
Charlie.
License plate is she'll never talk to me again if I don't.
Oh, there you
so,
go. Yes.
Anything we can do to spend McCarthy's money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on.
You sound like Ralph.
You sound like Ralph.
This is what Ralph would say.
Yeah,
where is Ralph?
Is anything else?
He was right here. He didn't make it to
me. Whose last name I can't pronounce, is wondering how everybody's feeling about Cameron's being torn down.
We're happy about it. They're going to have retail on the first floor and affordable housing.
Sounds very exciting, doesn't it?
It's much more appealing to the eye.
Than to have it just
I certainly hope they get the right tenants in there because I don't really want to see a lot of hoodies and the best pajamas on a Saturday morning out front. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a difference between like a homeless shelter and
I never brought
house.
Those words out of my mouth, nor the economic status. I just said I'm not a big fan of hoodies and pajamas.
Yeah.
Hoodies and pajamas. And slippers.
I hear you.
On a Tuesday morning or afternoon or night.
Yeah. I like retail on first floors of buildings with housing above it. I think it's a no-brainer because there's more people to shop and without having to have cars.
Yeah. Well, they did that at the Avalon on Route 1 at the Hilltop.
Yeah.
The retail down the bottom.
And the new barbershop. Great, right. The new
every barber place shop. That does that, is they're all wins. Marketplace in Linfield, it's a win. All these places that are doing that.
The North Shore Mall is doing all kinds of construction to
around it.
Give it that Linfield Marketplace looking feel.
I think it's a positive thing.
I think it is, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. You had a feature about the key tips to hanging a picture on a wall. Can you do a demonstration? Because you have behind us, you have a picture.
The two worst things about moving are putting up the new shades, and the second thing is hanging all the new pictures and mirrors.
Yeah.
And I forget where I saw this. It was years ago, and I still use it to this day, and it's a no-brainer. I don't know if anyone has experience with this. But when you're hanging a picture like that, or probably larger, or a mirror inside the bathroom, that has the teeth, in the back of the frame, and you know, in either or opposite ends, and you got to get it right, and they got to be the same height from the ceiling, huh?
If you have one,
no, because the teeth are at the end.
Oh, okay.
You need to make sure it all matches up,
right?
And it takes a lot of, you know, funky measurements,
right?
Yeah.
So the secret is you get a tube of toothpaste. And you put toothpaste above the teeth, each teeth, and then you stick it against the wall, and you pull it away, and the toothpaste is on the wall, so you know exactly
where
teeth are behind.
So
that's next level.
That's what I'm telling you.
Do you use the toothpaste because you're saying the teeth of the picture? Teeth
need
hand in hand, right?
Here,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you remember.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Here's a little tip I read that helped me out a lot. If the hanger is in the middle,
yes.
Or you need to put, you know, your hanger.
You guys can come in. You can be part of the studio audience.
Listen, you
don't feel like you can't talk. You talk as loud as you want.
Do you have any topics?
Let's see how well dressed you are.
We can bring you in. Everything.
Bobby's back there. We have to thank Bobby.
Bobby, come on in.
Bobby, come in front of the camera.
Hey, we got a stool right here for you. Sit right here.
Right there in the chair, Bobby, next to Pat.
What's this Bobby business?
Go poor Bob.
Well, we know it's Lobby Bobby.
I'm not here for Bob.
You're Lobby Bobby to me.
Bob's a legend. Hey, what do you have for great stories of, what's something?
I'll tell you my best day here.
Best day here, let's hear it.
In almost 3 years' time, my best day here was last May. I had an elderly couple in front of my desk on a Friday morning, and they were waiting for me when I got in, and they said to me, we got engaged in front of the Eastern Point Lighthouse, and we're here celebrating our 65th wedding anniversary.
Oh my God.
And they said, we're wondering if somebody from the hotel could take us over and take our picture in front of the Eastern Point Light. And I said, I'd be delighted to do that. So I took the two of them, and it turns out it was the gentleman who built the hotel. It was his parents.
No!
Lee Delager.
Oh my God.
And, wow. So we drove over to Eastern Point, and I brought the top of my Surface Pro, which acts as an iPad type thing. And they thought I was taking still photographs, but I was actually taking video. And I drove them over in the VW bus, by the way.
Oh,
that's
right.
And
perfect.
We got there, and they were lining up in front of the lighthouse, and I had it recording. And again, they didn't know that I was recording. And he turned to her, and he said, will you marry me? And she said, of course I will.
Oh,
and they kissed. And then when we got in the van to drive back, I showed it to them with the soundbite and the image. And the three of us had a moment, I'll tell you that.
And
I was able to send it to their children. So.
Oh, that's great.
How special it is.
That
you were
had many great days.
You were
here,
able to participate in that. That's wonderful. Make it special. It's so special
indeed.
For them.
And Lee was with the Wendover Group. That
yes.
Book, right?
Yeah. Wendover Construction.
It's incredible.
So a lot of the guests come to your desk and you offer up suggestions on what to do in the local area.
I do.
Any quick hints for those that are viewing from out of town? You know, why Gloucester? And
Some all you have to do is come here and you'll know why, even in the off season.
If you just listen to that story, I mean, that gets you here alone, you know what I mean?
I moved here 20 years ago, and I'm a Bostonian born and raised, but I had been living in Atlanta, Georgia for 5 years, and I knew I wanted to come to Gloucester. I had a sailboat that I was bringing home with me, and I came here, and I'm never leaving.
Wow.
I will be here till the end of time.
How's that VW bus drive?
It's great. It's a lot of fun. I'll take you for a ride.
Excellent.
We got to do a podcast.
I'm not getting married.
The blue one's basically a doorstopper right now. It's become a photo opportunity out in front of the hotel, but the yellow one is great. We drive our guests to Good Harbor Beach.
We saw the yellow one at the Riverfest this year at Stagecoach Park.
Yeah. You'll see it other places this summer as well.
Excellent.
We headed up at Ipswich at Crane's Castle.
We were here at the Christmas festival, and you, the tree, and the and the presents, and of course,
Santa's
touching
helper.
Story about Santa, and you were Santa's helper too.
That's, you're his Santa.
You know the story about Santa?
Well, yeah, Bob, we know. Yeah, you we told know. Us we.
Are there any children watching?
No children are watching. They don't listen to this.
Okay. My cousin used to play Santa Claus for us at the hotel. He's a retired Milford fireman. 72 years old, and a year ago December he did it for us, and in January he was diagnosed with cancer, lymphoma, and we lost him in May. And so I was like, you know, we're gonna need our Santa, Christmas at sea on the boat, Santa at sea. And so reluctantly I called his widow and I asked if she thought her son might be willing to assume the responsibility or assume the role, which he gladly did, and Ray brought him in, put him up and gave him a nice dinner, and
that's
he
great.
Was terrific. He was
that's
terrific.
Great.
That's great.
It was,
see, Joe's always available.
No, I don't have to be here. So it's
we have one.
But you speak about it. You're the concierge here at Gulfport. You guys kind of all, you work as a real team.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Because you're speaking about the Gulfport Cruise Lines, the Santa at Sea.
Indeed.
It's a great company to work
with. Become,
isn't it?
It's become a regular thing for a lot of families in Gloucester.
And they do the night before Christmas? Is it the reading that they do?
I read the night before Christmas, and inevitably Santa Claus finds the boat. We hear the reindeer hoofs and the jingle bells, and everybody gets a visit with them. It's quite a time. We do Christmas cookies and hot chocolate. It's a great trip.
Well, thank you so much for stepping in.
Yeah. Nice to see you, Joey.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yes.
See you guys.
That's
and
awesome.
Taking such good care of us. Thank you.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So I was going to talk about the picture hanging. If you have one in the middle and you put a fork on the nail pointing up, and then you can hang the, then you know where the nail is when you're trying to get the picture hung, and then you can just pick the fork up and you're all done.
Yeah, I like that.
Wow.
Pitch fork. Is that
that worked really
fork?
Well. Yeah. No,
that was all fun of the Elks last night.
That worked really well for me,
I just wanted to mention that it's official that the Rabbit and I, fans of the blog know who the Rabbit is, are going to see Adventure Man in England.
Ooh.
That is awesome.
In March.
So you're bringing the Rabbit as your bodyguard?
Bodyguard. So if people, so real fans of the blog will remember Adventure Man's dad, who stole the show,
he did.
With that hamster growing out of his back.
and a couple of other little
and
tweaks.
And his beard, the things growing in his beard.
They took 2 days off for our visit. And Don, we're taking a red eye, so we're leaving at 7:30 at night. We get there at 7:30 in the morning or something like that. And Don, Adventure Man's dad's picking us up, and so they asked me, so you know, what is it that you'd like to do while you're here? Is the cathedrals or? I said,
no.
Just want to drink.
Find me a pint.
Drink and
be a great bar.
Drink and eat. Drink and eat.
Yeah.
And they go, we can do that.
We can do that.
So we will be live. We will be live from Gloucester, England.
Oh. I miss those guys. That was so much fun.
Live from Gloucester.
You gotta go see the Royals.
What's the Royals?
What's the Royals?
The Prince.
The Prince is over here in Canada. You went with Meghan Markle.
He's not the Prince anymore.
Oh, wait, okay. Let's hear everybody's take on this. If you're a prince, not a king, but you're a prince, but you got Meghan Markle, and Meghan Markle's busting your balls and she wants to go home instead of be a part of the royal family, because you're never really going to be king, because Harry's going to be the king.
Yeah.
But you got to go through all the pomp and circumstance and show up for all the stuff, right?
William.
And Harry.
His older brother. You know nothing about the line of succession.
Oh, Harry's the Meghan Markle.
Right.
What did I say? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
William's going to be the king. Harry is just, you know, going to be the second fiddle all the time, but still has to show up. What do you do? Do you follow Meghan Markle, who's a total smoke show, to Canada or United States, or do you retain, you know, your standing in the royal family in England? Okay, we're not going to start with Pat, because we already know Pat's answer, because she's a romantic English freak. Go ahead, Jimmy.
He has the title. It's not going to change. They'll always know him as
No, he renounced himself. He renounced his title.
Oh, the title's gone?
He took a step back.
Okay, then he's going out of that to go start a new life. More power to him. If she's that good to him, I think go for it.
Okay, do you think that she'll continue to be that good to him, or do you think they come back here and she gets tired of him and just busts his balls and doesn't have sex with him anymore and he fucking miserable?
I think you watch too many HBO movies.
That's Mary's show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if he renounces the title, then he comes over here, she stops having sex with him, and then he's over here and he has no title, and he's getting beaten down.
He can't. And
he
then
found
he can't
one.
Go home, and run back to England. And at that point, sorry, he's done. I made a mistake.
Yeah. He's done.
Yeah. He found one.
Scotty, so. What do you say? What should he do?
I have a great quote. And I'm going to quote Dr. Hunter S. Thompson on this one. Buy the ticket, take the ride. Because if you signed up for this lifestyle and now you're busting his chops, that you want to take a step back and be independent, you signed up for this, honey. You stick with it. That's all there is to it.
From her perspective.
Her perspective.
Yeah.
You signed up, buy the ticket, take the ride. That's it.
I like
it. So you think they should stay?
I think that if she signed up for it and
she knew what she was getting
into. What she was getting into.
You don't try to change the
guy. You don't try to change the guy after.
The guy's the guy.
So it would be like marrying a male stripper from a female's perspective. So a female marries a male stripper. She's not a stripper.
Right.
Okay? But she loves him and he's a male stripper. She knew what she was getting into when she married the guy. Now she's going to say, I need you to stop stripping.
Yeah.
It, the analogy's there. You see what I'm saying?
It could be the same thing, vice versa. It could be a woman stripper and a guy marries her.
And you're right, but I'm talking the female perspective.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
And that's my opinion.
That was a personal story that I shared with you, and now you just told everybody about my situation.
How much was that donation to the chamber again?
Yeah.
$1,000.
All in dollars.
I said $1,000.
Let's hear it.
Bucks, not dollars.
Let's hear your take. What you
I could give a rat's ass, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Right. I just, that whole English monarchy thing, I think, is a bunch of malarkey.
Pat, let's hear what I already know you're going to say.
Well, I don't know what you think I'm going to say. I think Harry made a brave decision. And I
brave?
Think that what, okay. we're not, that what we're not taking into account here is his childhood after his mother died. And that really was the impactful event in this case,
point.
And not
that's
necessarily his marriage.
It's a psychiatrist view.
Certainly, having a son and seeing what happened with his mother, I think it was brave. I think it was brave.
Yeah. And he was always growing up. He was always the
a
one
a little bit.
Who
he was always
things.
The one that was doing the.
The second in command is always kind of the wild renegade.
True.
Through the general.
Queen sister. Yeah. Yeah.
Nailed
yeah.
it.
I
who was it? Was it Andrew Prince? No. Who was the one like that was second in command to? Wait, what happened? What are you doing?
No, he wasn't.
Sound effects.
Okay.
So who was the second to Harry's father? Was Prince who?
Harry's father is Prince Charles.
Prince Charles. Who's Prince Charles' younger brother?
Andrew.
Prince Andrew. He was kind of known as a playboy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And couldn't do anything right.
Is that the big scandal that they had?
Yeah. And then the Queen's sister.
Hanging out with that businessman.
The Queen Elizabeth's sister. She was a renegade.
Yeah.
Watch The Crown. You'll get us.
No.
Oh, I didn't watch The Crown.
I'm not watching like.
We're at a buck 13. Buck 13.
Okay. I don't want anyone to feel slighted. Pat, was there any topics that you wanted to talk about that we've missed?
No, I don't think so.
Did we got everything?
I think so.
All right. Did we see if there's any comments that we need to address?
Lori recommends fish and chips from England.
Oh, nice.
And Charlene says Harbor Loop is going to be the place to be. Come to Maritime and do a podcast.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
Oh, Charlene Delaney.
Says come to Maritime.
Oh, yeah.
And
I must say,
Lori's going to change her pajamas right now.
If you go, if you tie up at the municipal dock at Harbor Loop, the boat port is just a walk away.
Yeah.
We did it last summer. We tied up there. You have a, what is it, 4 hours?
4 hours.
4 hours, you could tie up there for free. You can use the Dockwall app to reserve your slip.
No, I didn't wear that.
It's a bluefin blowout.
Very similar, though.
Yeah, it is.
Very similar. Thank you so much to Ray Johnstone.
Yeah.
Thank you to Bob Meehan, Gene Hennessy for hosting us tonight. This place is phenomenal.
I mean,
we are so blessed.
Yeah, the fire is going outside on the deck right now. There's blankets. The sun is shining.
Yeah.
It looks very inviting.
Very warm out there today for New England.
It's gorgeous day. Yeah. Come on down to the boat.
They got blankets for people to sit outside. You're silly not to come down and have a
Nicole Wadsworth Schaft might have just put in a comment. I just got a thing.
Let's see what we have.
Funny story about Nicole. She's at a hockey tournament
yesterday. Yes, her kids won. An upset thing.
Where?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
They're out of state somewhere. But come to find out, she starts talking to Charlene's cousin, Lindsay, who's renting my townhouse.
Are you kidding me?
Here in Gloucester.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Lindsay's child and...
Oh, do you want to mention what Nicole had to say or no?
She just says hi.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Telling her that
hi,
we miss her. Telling her that
Nicole.
We miss her.
Yep. Maybe one day you'll be able to come hang out with us.
Nicole Schaft, I love you.
GloucesterCast 379. We're going to stop streaming right now. Thank you for joining us. We love our loyal viewers. Please do me a favor. All I ask is one thing. Hit the share button. Please put this on your timeline and share it. We really appreciate it. Everybody have a great night. Thank you to the Beauport Hotel for your great hospitality. We'll see you guys.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
So Connor says...